What do we know about what happens as these tumors are exposed to agents? You mentioned that before in terms of how it affects the biology. You get second, third, and fourth line therapy.
Well, this is a major area of research. I think we could create an algorithm right now that talks about how you would approach a patient with renal cancer that involves the standard therapy being sunitinib, with a subset of patients maybe still being appropriate for immunotherapy that we're in the process of defining. And based on the first-line studies presented at ASCO comparing TKIs to interferon, it appears that sunitinib would be the most appropriate first-line therapy based on evidence, and that sorafenib may have its best potential, at least confirmed activity, in patients whose disease has progressed following cytokines. But we really don't have any idea what the appropriate treatment is for people whose disease progresses after either sunitinib or sorafenib. And we're not sure whether being on those therapies actually in some ways selects for a different biology. So there is some concern that when you stop these agents, there's higher circulating VEGF that is no longer blocked, and at least for a short period of time, the disease progresses more quickly. How long it takes for things to go back to equilibrium and whether that actually happens is something that we need to investigate. It's curious that despite the clear benefit of sunitinib and sorafenib when compared to placebo in delaying time to progression, there's no data yet that confirms a role for them in actually prolonging survival. And that may be in part because of crossover, or it may be in part because the survival after these agents is actually less than it might have been if patients hadn't been exposed to those agents. So we really need to sort out what is driving the tumors as they become resistant to these VEGF receptor blockers. It's our view that that is an angiogenic escape mechanism, and we're spending a lot of time trying to identify the other proangiogenic factors that could drive blood vessel development when the VEGF receptor pathway is blocked, and then potentially using that particular data to hopefully select for drugs that block those driving factors and potentially either use sequential therapy or combinations therapy to try to delay the time to progression or minimize the rate in which the disease progresses after it progresses.
In terms of the lack of survival, in addition to the explanations or possible explanations you just mentioned, were the trials powered adequately that you should have been able to see it if it were there?
Yes. The trials were very large trials. The relapse-free survival endpoints had many zeros after the decimal point in the p-value, and they were big enough to see a survival benefit, but the survival endpoints have been muddied by a lot of factors.